Carnival Cruise Line banned a group of guests after they damaged the elevator after being stuck in it. This incident happened aboard Carnival Inspiration. After the group bashed Carnival Cruise Line on social media, Carnival responded, "Given the extensive damage they caused to the elevator and their behavior towards both other guests and the crew, we decided it was best for them to find another cruise line to sail." And Oasis of the Seas is still sitting in Freeport, Bahamas after a crane fell on her in dry dock earlier this week. More repairs have to be done before the ship can sail to a second dry dock in Cadiz, Spain. Three cruises have been canceled as a result of this incident. And finally, congratulations to Lisa Lutoff-Perlo. She's the president and CEO of Celebrity Cruises. She won the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Cruise Lines International Association. Lisa is the first and only female CEO of a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. Way to go, Lisa. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.